Envoys of the United States and the United Nations today presented a long-awaited Middle East peace initiative to Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon and the new Palestinian Prime Minister Mahmoud Abbas. The proposal, which has come to be known as the Roadmap, was devised by the U.S., the European Union, Russia, and the U.N. Its ultimate goal, security for Israel and the creation of a Palestinian state by 2005. NPR's Vicky O'Hara reports.
President Bush has touted the roadmap for months as evidence of his commitment to the Middle East peace process. But for months, presentation of the roadmap was delayed because the United States and Israel refused to deal with longtime Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat. That obstacle was removed when the new Palestinian prime minister was sworn in today. The White House announcement that the roadmap had been delivered to the two parties was low-key. Spokesman Ari Fleischer read a statement by the president.
Today, the roadmap for peace, developed by the United States over the last several months in close cooperation with Russia, the European Union, and the United Nations, has been presented to the Israelis and to the Palestinians. The roadmap represents a starting point toward achieving the vision of two states, a secure state of Israel, and a viable, peaceful, democratic Palestine.
The roadmap calls for Palestinians to immediately halt violence against Israelis and to reform their political institutions. Israel is called upon to ease its crackdown on Palestinians so that they may live more normal lives. Both parties would be required to do more under each of the three phases set out in the roadmap's timetable. The sponsors of the roadmap would informally monitor compliance until a formal monitoring mechanism could be devised in consultation with the parties. Aaron Miller, president of the organization Seeds of Peace, is one of the architects of the roadmap. He left the State Department in January. In remarks before the Israel Policy Forum today, Miller said that monitoring will work only with cooperation.
The monitoring mechanism will be a response to the level and degree of Israeli-Palestinian cooperation, trust, and confidence. I do not believe that monitoring over and above the objections of either side is sustainable or politically feasible. It has never worked that way in the past.
Miller says that Israel and the Palestinians will have to sit down and agree on clear performance standards. If one party failed to live up to its obligations, Miller says, talks should ensue, and if necessary, the United States could use its leverage. He concedes that the process will be difficult, lengthy, and fragile. Robert Satloff, director of policy and planning at the Washington Institute for Near East Policy, doesn't think the roadmap will succeed.
This roadmap calls itself a performance-based undertaking, but it really is a series of phases that are well delineated by time, several months here, 6 months there, in which an enormous amount of work is supposed to be done in very short, brief periods. It's quite impractical.
Even supporters of the roadmap concede the difficulties that lie ahead. For instance, whether the new prime minister, Mahmoud Abbas, will be able to establish control over the various armed groups operating in Palestinian territory. Jordan's foreign minister, Marwan Muasher, says the international community cannot afford to let Abbas fail.
If he is not given breathing space by all the parties, the United States, the Arabs, and Israel, if he is not given help, he will not be able to do it on his own.
In an apparent effort to bolster the new prime minister, Ari Fleischer says that Abbas will be invited to the White House, something that President Bush never offered to Yasser Arafat. Secretary of State Colin Powell will meet with Abbas before the president. Powell is making two back-to-back trips to the region starting tomorrow to muster support for the peace initiative. Vicky O'Hara, NPR News, Washington.